Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour wrapped up last night up in Rochester, Minnesota, as the Eastern Leg and the Western Leg finally met last night, and they decided that the Minnesota corn crop comes in at 170.37 bushels an acre is their estimate, down 5% from last year's tour, down 8% from the three-year average. USDA's forecast down 5% year-over-year. The pod counts for soybeans, 965, down 12% from last year's tour, down 10% from the three-year average. The USDA estimate down 9% year-over-year on soybeans in Minnesota. For Iowa, the best state in the country when it comes to corn this year, clearly 182 bushels an acre is the corn yield estimate by the Crop Tour, down 3% from last year's tour, down 1% from the three-year average. USDA's estimate down 3% year-over-year. And pod counts for soybeans, 1,106, down 8% from last year's tour, down 6% from the three-year average. And the USDA number down 4% year-over-year. Clearly, we're going to have a smaller soybean crop, probably what USDA has predicted back in the August numbers, and probably a smaller corn yield as well when it's all said and done. By the way, Pro Farmer will be given a corn yield estimate and a U.S. soybean crop estimate later on today, based in part on the crop tour, as well as other information they've gathered from outside of the tour areas. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is pushing hard against what he calls the big corn lobby. A report out of Politico this week says that the Trump administration considering reallocating the volumes of ethanol that were reduced when it allowed dozens of refineries to waive their renewable fuel standard requirements to blend the biofuel with gasoline. Four industry sources with knowledges of the discussions within the White House and within EPA says that EPA, with our federal partners, including USDA and the Department of Energy, continue to implement the Renewable Fuel Standard Program in accordance with the Clean Air Act, taking into consideration additional direction from Congress, recommendations from DOE, and relevant court decisions. Jim Inhofe says that the big corn lobby is pushing to increase the price of filling up our tanks by upping the amount of ethanol. He says what they want won't even increase the demand for ethanol. According to Senator Inhofe, enough is enough. If POTUS wants to help ethanol expand its markets, he could give them credits to export. This will help without burdening consumers. Cattle on Feed report will be released 2 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. Dr. David Anderson of Texas AgriLife is predicting that placements will be slightly above a year ago. He thinks marketings will be 7% above a year ago, and on feed number 100.7% of a year ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Angus Association presents the 20th annual Gathering Place Sale, Saturday, August 31st at noon at H2 Cattle Company, located just east of Perkins, Oklahoma on Highway 33. The sale will feature over 80 registered female lots, as well as spring calving and bred heifers and cows from many of Oklahoma's top Angus breeders. For more information or a sale catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.